This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's job market picked up last month following a lackluster January. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest numbers from the state labor department.
Colorado added more than 6,000 jobs in February, compared to losing 700 the month before. Economists are watching the job market for signs of an economic downturn. Cracks are emerging, especially in technology and financial services. State economist Ryan Gedney says the likelihood of a recession is rising.
The probabilities are higher than they were, say, a year or so ago.
For now, the overall job market is stable. Leisure and hospitality added the most jobs in February. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The head of Denver International Airport has taken himself out of consideration to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. Phil Washington's confirmation was opposed by Republicans in the Senate. They called Washington unqualified and said his experience in aviation was insufficient. Before running Denver's airport, Washington led ground transportation systems in Denver and Los Angeles. If he had been confirmed, Washington would have been the first black person to serve in a permanent position as FAA administrator. In the Colorado legislature, lawmakers are considering whether to restrict campaign donations to local candidates. A bill would allow candidates for city offices to collect no more than $250 from a single donor or $2,500 from a committee. It would also ban political parties from donating to candidates in municipal races. In Denver, Election Day is 1 week from tomorrow, April 4th. This is CPR News.